You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life, whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go,
the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And we have a show for you tonight. Yes, we do. But I got to let you know, this is not Michael. This is Gary Sinclair. And I'm your host tonight.
And I'm not Lynn. I'm Sheila Young. And I'm your other host tonight.
And behind the glass, we have the man that's always the man. Chris Shaw.
I'm just the son of a man.
good evening. For those of you that are not aware, let me see if I can say this.
It's tough.
Tonight's show, we're here because Lynn's father passed away today. So please keep Lynn and Michael in your prayers, and we hope our loyal listeners will call in to send their condolences, but that's why Gary and I are punting.
So we're dedicating.
We're going to make it happen.
We're dedicating this show to Ed tonight. So,
all right. This show is brought to you by...
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Oh, and I'm supposed to give birthday wishes. I'm sorry, I lost it there for a second. Happy birthday to Gary Sinclair.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, that's right. Happy birthday, G.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Gary.
Yep, thank you.
Happy birthday to Christine down in South Florida. And happy birthday to Michael Merritt. It's been a long time since we've heard from you, we hope you're listening. So, Gary.
Okay. What we want to do in honor of Lynn's dad, Ed, is we want to have a little moment of silence, about 8 seconds. Then I'm going to come back on, and Chris already knows what we have to do. So let's go to a moment of silence. Okay, so now what we're going to do is I want to dedicate, because he was a veteran of World War II. I want to play the song, Spirit in the Sky. This is for you, Ed.
And for Lynn and Michael.
And for Lynn and Michael.
When I lay me down to die, going up to the That was a great choice, Gary. Thank you so much.
And Ed, you are our spirit in the sky tonight.
So if anybody wants to call in and give Lynn and Michael their condolences, we will try to make time during the show.
And the number to call in, we're going to have a lot of people hopefully call in tonight. The number to call is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Please call in. We're going to have some fun tonight anyhow.
And what's the other number?
The other number is
518.
The other number. I haven't done that in a long time. If you're on vacation and traveling around, you don't want to miss our show. I know you don't want to do that. So in order so you don't miss this show, this is toll-free now. It's 518-712-0057. That's 518-712-0057. And that's listen only. If you want to call in the show, you can hang it up, call on in, and then call it back and listen to what's going on in the rest of the show. So,
and if you ever miss a show, you can go to blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and all of the shows, except if weather took part, are on the website, so you can go in and you can listen to any show that you've missed. And after our break, Dr. Skolnick will be calling in, so please call in with questions for Dr. Skolnick.
Right. And we also want to let you know, for you new listeners out there, which we have many, many, it's getting so great, we got thousands of listeners. If you want to, I'd like to let you know that this show is fun, entertaining, educational, and we help with employment in so many different ways. So there's no reason for you to sit home and say, I can't get a job, because we have so many different ways that people that you can call, or, you know, anytime you can call Michael. If you've got a problem, Michael will take your calls. If you do want to contact Michael about anything, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And you can call or write him, and any suggestions or ideas of the show, things could be better. Just call and give good comments, or write to him and give good comments.
And for sighted people out there.
There you go. I was waiting on that one.
And for sighted people out there, we are the bridge to try to educate you as to the fact that we are functional. Blind people can live
a successful life.
So
stay tuned, stand by. We will be back.
Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Does your organization struggle with making their website accessible? Monsito's all-in-one platform helps you address and fix issues like web accessibility, quality assurance, content, policies, and more. Monsito's software streamlines ADA compliance. It will scan your domain to find any possible violations. In the dashboard, you will immediately get an overview of how your website is performing. Monsito uses machine learning and AI to prioritize issues, so you'll always know where to focus your efforts. Improve your website's accessibility, save yourself time, money, and potential headache. Optimize your website today. To find out more, visit Monsito.com, M-O-N-S-I-D-O.com, or call 858-281-2185.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. This is Gary once again, and this is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and we have a special guest calling in here tonight. And it's Dr. Skolnick with the Skolnick Eye Institute in South Florida. Doc, are you there?
Yep. How are you guys doing tonight?
Okay. How are you, doctor?
I'm doing well.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear from you tonight. So we're going to be talking about glaucoma tonight.
Yes. We talked about it in the past, but I wanted to have a kind of a session two or a part two and maybe talk a little about some surgery
absolutely.
And some advancements in surgery.
Well, one of the things we wanted to bring up to and let people know is pressure a very important thing for people to pay attention to?
Pressure is, however,
the numbers.
The numbers are important once you start someone on therapy, because that's how you monitor patients and seeing if therapy is working. However, unfortunately, at least a third of patients who are diagnosed with glaucoma start off with normal pressure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you can't, say, go in for a screening somewhere and they tell you, oh, your pressure is 18 and normal's from 10 to 22,
mm-hmm.
And then you're all happy and you can go on your way.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a full examination of the optic nerve to really assess if someone has glaucoma. Okay. But yes, pressure is very important because that's how we monitor the success of treatment.
So all people should pay attention to their numbers. And how often would you say that they need to talk to their eye doctor?
Depends on your age and risk factors.
Okay.
So the incidence of glaucoma is 2-5% in people over 40. And certain factors include race, genetics, obviously family history.
Right.
So if you're the average 40-year-old and you don't really have a significant family history, then we usually recommend exams every few years. Typically, after age 65, we recommend yearly exams for everyone,
mm-hmm.
Because the incidence of glaucoma goes up with age. But if you have a strong family history, say a parent or a sibling with glaucoma, then I would think you should get checked yearly no matter what your age is.
Very good.
Doctor, how would someone who has never had an issue with glaucoma know that they have a problem with glaucoma?
Well, that's the problem. They usually don't. The pressure in the eye, like we said, the range was 10 to 22. To feel actual pressure in the eye or pain, the pressure typically has to be in the mid-40s.
Wow.
So there are occasional patients who come in like that and they have a problem or a complaint of pain.
Mm-hmm.
But the typical patient we diagnose glaucoma, they're coming in for an unrelated reason and their pressure is elevated or their optic nerve looks damaged. So early symptoms, there's none. Late in the disease, people lose peripheral vision. And so the interesting thing with glaucoma and what makes it hard for patients to detect on their own is the part of the vision that's lost first is not just the peripheral vision, but it's typically the peripheral vision over towards your nose. So if you develop glaucoma in your right eye, you would lose the nasal part of your field of vision, which is in the center. However, the left eye, if it's unaffected, would see that same area, and many patients wouldn't notice that they're losing it in one eye.
Uh-huh.
And most people look at peripheral vision, and they always say, oh, I have good peripheral vision. I can see everything coming in from my right and left side.
Right.
Well, the problem is that's the last part of your field of vision to go is your temporal or lateral peripheral vision. So typically, even mild to moderate glaucoma, the patients have no symptoms. So that's kind of scary.
If anybody out there has a question for Dr. Skolnick, please call in 407-894-1680. This is a doctor that has so much information to share, so please call in with any questions.
I got a question for you, Doc.
Sure.
I'm on drops for pressure, which my pressure is remaining the last. I just went just a couple weeks ago. It was 12, 14.
And, okay.
But there's, how would I say, I will have always have to take those drops.
Yeah, a majority of patients, once they're diagnosed with glaucoma, it's a lifelong chronic illness, and you pretty much assume that you're going to have to take them. There are some exceptions where you have patients with mild glaucoma, and then the patient undergoes cataract surgery, and sometimes the pressure lowers after that, and you can stop their drops. But I would say a very high percentage of patients are on chronic drops.
Okay. And I hear some people tell me that they couldn't put eye drops. I have no problem putting eye drops in my eyes, but some people just panic at the idea of doing it. Is that sort of a common thing?
Yeah,
doing it themselves?
We have patients we call squeezers. So obviously when they come in for their exam, They're squeezers. They're hard to examine. Mm-hmm. They don't like anything coming near their eye. Uh-huh. And these are similar patients who faint when their blood is drawn. We've had patients actually pass out in our office when we try to check their pressure. Uh-huh. So it's pretty unusual, but it does happen sometimes. And so what happens is the patients who can't use drops, obviously we really try to train them to really use them. And we usually tell them to get into a reclining position, like a reclining chair or even laying flat. Uh-huh. And then just to pull the lower lid down and put the drops kind of in the corner of the eye.
Okay.
And then we'll tell patients to sit there for a couple minutes, maybe keep the eyes closed. Okay. But some people have a problem when putting the drops in, like when they're standing up, uh-huh. because they have neck issues, like, you know, holding their neck back. And then unfortunately, people who are vision impaired, it makes it even harder to see that the drop is going in correctly.
Wow. Well, we got a caller calling in for you, Doc.
Sure.
Sherry Brunn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sherry. Do you have a question for Dr. Skolnick?
Hi, Doctor. Yeah, I have a comment and kind of a question. Both of my children were born with congenital cataracts. And I didn't know this until their dad got it, but he developed glaucoma. And they said because of the cataracts, that was one of the risk factors. If you have congenital cataracts, you're very likely to get not only glaucoma, but detached retinas. So maybe people who have had cataract surgery should be aware of that.
Yeah. Did they have surgery, your children, when they were babies?
Yes, they did. Yes.
Oh, yes. Very common. Patients who have, you know, babies who have cataract surgery, especially when they're in their first few months of life. I'm not saying it's a guarantee, but it's a very high risk for eventual glaucoma. And it may not happen right away, but typically those patients are much higher risk. Now, having the glaucoma in the father, I'm not really sure, you know, how it relates, except for that.
Well, he had cataract surgery, too. See, it's a hereditary thing, so.
Okay. Yeah, they're kind of linked because the more surgeries you have or the younger you have surgery, probably the slightly higher risk for glaucoma because of just the fact that when you go into the eye and do surgery, there's inflammation in the collecting channels where fluid drains out of the eye. They can kind of scar closed over time.
Well, thank you, Sherry, for that question because I had no idea. Yeah. So thank you. That was very informative.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sherry.
There's been some advancements in surgery. You know, there's a whole bunch of different medicines for glaucoma that patients use. There's five or six classes of drugs. But when medicines fail, there are lasers for glaucoma. One's called ALT, one's called SLT. And there are surgeries. And the classic two surgeries are called trabeculectomy, which is a filter, and a tube or a glaucoma tube. And these are ways to actually punch little holes in the eye and allow fluid to drain into the subconjunctival space.
Okay.
And they don't always work perfectly. And many of the patients are still on medicines, but sometimes medicines have side effects. Okay. And sometimes medicines don't work.
Doc, we have another caller calling in. Jim from Kissimmee. Got a question there, Jim?
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Okay. Before I answer that question, I want to offer my condolences to Glenn and Michael.
Thank you.
Doctor, I have a question to ask you. I have glaucoma, but however, where they have a difficulty, every time I go in to my doctor, they do what they call a visual field. And because I have astigmatism, they can never get a true reading. So they assume they've determined after, you know, because my pressure has gone up as far as 30 and then down, I used to keep it around 14 or 15 now, but is that a common problem with somebody with astigmatism? That, by the way, in case anybody doesn't know, that's movement of the eye, real fast movement of the eye. Is that a problem? And also, the other thing is speaking about optic nerve. I had optic nerve damage when I was born premature, and I understand there's a chip now that's in the experimental stage that they could replace the optic nerve. Can you answer those two questions?
Let's talk about your first question. Nystagmus, as you know, it's not super common, and nystagmus is not necessarily associated with glaucoma, so I think, unfortunately, you're pretty unlucky to have both, obviously. So it's not like we have a lot of patients who have both. But it does make the visual field a little more difficult because the eye is moving side to side during the test. However, there's other ways to look at the optic nerve, and obviously there's ways to check the pressure. So the visual fields in patients like you sometimes are not reliable. The second thing, of course, is the question about the optic nerve replacement or a chip. There's really most of the things they talk about when you talk about like a silicone chip or a transistor or something are usually placed in the retina to help process light. And most of the stuff related to the optic nerve have to do with like stem cell research to regenerate the optic nerve. I'm not really aware of like a silicone chip or something for the optic nerve. It's mostly for the retina.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right.
So, doctor, I had no idea there was surgery for glaucoma. So you just taught me something.
So the last thing I'll say is there's a whole class of new surgeries that started in the last few years called MIGS, M-I-G-S.
MIGS.
And that stands for micro-invasive glaucoma surgery. All the surgeries that we do, heart, appendix, bladder, all these surgeries, as you know, are going into small incisions.
Uh-huh.
Like what you, in the abdomen, you'd call it laparoscopic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the eye, they're inventing little microscopic little tubes, typically made out of titanium, to help drain fluid out of the eye. Mm. And they're kind of in their early stages, and many of them are FDA approved. Many of them are done at the time of cataract surgery. But the new wave of surgery for glaucoma will probably be miniature or micro surgery, just like every other kind of surgery.
Yeah.
And but there's a lot of new kind of little tubes being approved and many different companies competing for business.
Mm-hmm.
So I think eventually we'll be maybe curing patients or basically limiting the use of drops in many patients with microscopic surgery.
Cool. Okay, Doc.
Well, I am one of those people that cannot do drops, so...
No, I can't see, but I was looking.
I wish you were in Orlando, right, doctor. Yeah. I would go see you.
Well, this is what I want to tell
you. You're not
right
the
now.
Only one.
Dr. Skolnick, I want to let the people out there know that you are a great surgeon, and you are got a shop down there where people go to an eye doctor and they sit for a long, long time waiting to get in to see. Don't worry about Dr. Skolnick because you'll be with him in about 15 minutes. He's right on time all the time. And, Doc, I would like you to go ahead and finish up by giving us your address, your phone number, and all the information that these people need to know on how to get a hold of you.
Okay. My practice is in Jupiter, which is just a little north of Palm Beach Gardens in West Palm Beach. And my office number is 561-296-2010.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yep, 561-296-2010. And I see patients every day, but Thursday is when I'm in surgery. And again, I specialize in cataract surgery and corneal transplants, but I have probably a third of my patients have glaucoma because we see those patients so frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm coming down to your neck of the woods on the 19th of April for the weekend, so...
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, it'd be really cool if I could see you and meet you. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling into the show.
Okay.
We always enjoy you because you talk in layman terms where we can understand. And it's so great because I've had more people tell me that they love listening to you because they understand what you're talking about. So thank you, Doc, once again.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, you too.
Well, I think we're going to get ready to go to a break.
Get ready for a break, I think, unless...
We can go right into it now if you want.
You're back, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can go right into that break if you want to listen.
We just go ahead and do that. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Don't go away.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance. Company-sponsored 401k plans. Paid vacation and holidays. Supplemental life insurance. And college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates. Up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examinations, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility with the most up-to-date technology. You'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now. 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
Are you struggling to manage your prescription medications? Not sure this is your morning pill or the one for tonight? Well, stop guessing. Get Script Talk Talking Labels. Script Talk labels are available at participating pharmacies across the U.S. and Canada at no extra charge. These special labels are placed on your medications by your pharmacist and work with a talking prescription reader. Listen to all of the label information with one touch of a button. Ask your pharmacist for Script Talk today or call Envision America for free assistance. 1-800-899-8900. Be safe. Be independent. Ask for Script Talk today. Call 1-800-890-1180.
If you or someone you know is blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a treatment called Argus 2 may offer hope. The Argus 2 is the only FDA-approved treatment for end-stage retinitis pigmentosa and has helped over 300 individuals worldwide regain useful vision. Argus users typically report improved quality of life, greater independence and mobility, and enhanced social and family interactions. Argus 2 is indicated for individuals who are completely blind due to retinitis pigmentosa. Possible side effects that may require further treatment include wound reopening, low eye pressure, serious infection in the eye, and retinal detachment. Call for more information, 800-499-7620, or visit secondsight.com.
Have you ever listened to the world's bestseller, the book that's been translated into more languages and impacted more lives than any other? I'm talking about the Bible. When was the last time you listened to God's holy word? MegaVoice, maker of the world's first accessible solar-powered audio Bible, is also the maker of the world's only bilingual audio Bible with cross-navigation in thousands of language combinations. MegaVoice is small, lightweight, and rugged. You can contact us at MegaVoice at info@megavoice.com or by calling us at the 1-800 number, 1-800-219-1758. Again, that's 1-800-219-1758. Isn't it time that you read the world's bestseller?
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and no, I'm not Michael, and no, I'm not Lynn. This is Sheila Young, and I'm here with Gary Sinclair and Chris Shaw, of course. Without Chris, there would be no show. For those of you that have just turned in, Lynn and Michael are not here tonight. Lynn's father passed away today, so we're here punting. We're doing the best we could do, but the show must go on.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. We're doing it. This is a little promo for Lighthouse of Central Florida. if those of you in the local area are looking for employment and you're blind or visually impaired, Lighthouse Central Florida and Lighthouse Works has job openings. So if you would like to learn more about their job openings, please visit lighthousecentralflorida.org or call 407-898-2483. And if you want to talk to us, please call us at 407-894-1680. We would love it if you would call in and give Lynn and Michael your wishes for them to get through this very difficult time.
So. And stepping on in, we haven't mentioned yet, for you new listeners out there, as we have many new listeners, we're so happy of that. But we, if you want to listen to our archives or anything, go to the blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's blind and with the word and, beyondradioshow.org. And you can pull up the website and you can listen to all our shows of absolutely almost 3 years now of shows, except for a couple when we had hurricanes hit and a couple little inconveniences here. Most of the shows are on.
Now, are we going to do our trivia, or are we going to do a phone call?
Tell them what they can listen to on the website.
Oh, on the website? You can find out what our next show is going to be. You can find out all about our sponsors. You can find out about all the archive shows. You can listen to all the shows. Find out about us, which I don't know if you want to learn about us, but Chris, do we want to do trivia or take a call?
Wait a minute. We got time for the trivia. Let's take these callers first. Let's go with our good friend right here in Orlando, Dr. Leslie. Leslie?
Hey, Leslie. Hey, how are you?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
We're punting. We're playing football.
You're doing very well, and I just hope Lynn and Michael are, you know, my wishes and thoughts are with them, prayers and everything from Dan and I. So just them know, please, that Dan and I send our good wishes and thoughts and prayers with them. And
thank you
very
much.
You guys are doing a great job as usual. Keep up the wonderful, wonderful work as usual.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. And thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
All right.
See you soon. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye. And who else have we got?
All right, let's go over to Clearwater, Florida, and let's talk with our good friend, Dr. Pastor Eugene.
Hey, Pastor Eugene. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We're hanging.
So what can we do for you, Eugene?
Condolences to Lynn and Mike.
Thank you.
Passing of her father. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say it's good that you got two good people like you over there, along with Chris, to keep the show going for everybody.
Oh, thank you, Eugene.
That's our job.
We appreciate that.
We appreciate that very much.
We almost did a best of, and then we decided,
The show must go on.
Yep. So, thank you for listening.
Hang in there,
thank Eugene. I got a trivia song coming on up. I think you might know it. I don't know.
I'm sure he will.
He won the week I was on.
That's right. So. Anybody else up there, Chris?
All right. Thank you, Eugene.
Let's stay right here in
the Central Florida area and talk with our good sister, Sherry.
Sherry.
Hello, Sherry. I'm back. You're I just back. Keep turning up. Right. I just called to let Lynn and Michael know I am so sorry for their loss, and I send my condolences. And no matter what age, no matter what time, no matter what the parent has to go through, it's never easy losing a parent.
No, it's not.
I lost my mom in 2000, and I miss her to this day. I can't believe it's been this long. And, you know, Ed will always be a part of their lives, but I know that he's watching and looking down on you guys.
Yep, for sure.
And his soul's at rest, and he's in a good place.
Yeah, he suffered for a long time, so.
He's at rest.
He did. At
rest. Thank you, Sherry.
Let Lynn know if there's anything I can do for them.
Okay.
Please let us know and keep us posted, Sheila.
I will.
On that email.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. What, any more, Chris?
Nope, that's it.
This is my show. Trivia time, trivia time. This is trivia time. Oh,
oh
yes,
dear
it's
Lord.
Trivia time.
Shut up.
I had to do that.
Can I kick him?
Oh, oh yeah. Gee, did he go there? Did he go there?
Yeah, he did.
So what do we got for trivia there, Chris?
All right. Well, I got this hot young group right here. And this young group right here, oh, my God, has been around. And they know how to get down with the get down.
All right. 407-894-1680.
It's summertime at the beach right here.
A crazy little shack beyond the track.
I'm dancing.
Get off the table.
And everybody calls it the sugar shack. Well, it's just a coffee house and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason
1963.
Why I gotta get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, do that sugar shack. Oh, there's this cute little
1963, the sugar shack.
Shh, I was a little girl.
And I want to tell you that this is one thing. My hometown, right after that song came out, a little restaurant popped up, a mom popped thing, and they called it the Sugar Shack. Go get your milkshakes, get your hot dogs, get your hamburgers and your french fries. And you know what? Today it's still there, the Sugar Shack.
It's old.
In Lockport, New York. Lockport, New York, you have the Sugar Shack.
It's old.
So come on, somebody out there's got to know.
407-894-1680. Come on, somebody knows.
And what group, if you know the group?
What, is it fair?
What?
You know how old I was when that song came out?
You weren't even born. You weren't born. I was.
You weren't even an image.
I was 9. You weren't even a thought.
I was somewhat around. I might have not.
You weren't a thought.
I was reincarnated.
Yeah.
Well, we're waiting for somebody to call in and give us that answer. Sheila?
Yes, sir.
Thinking of music. You saw Chicago last week.
I did.
What about that? How'd that work out?
My gosh. I'm going to tell you, this is one of those classic groups that never loses their attraction. That place was filled
with people.
It was at Bob Carr.
Bob Carr, yeah.
And they were amazing.
I hear the acoustics is great there.
It was much better than Amway, in my opinion. Our seats, Patty can tell you, our seats were not nosebleed. They were really good seats. And they were just amazing. Patty said the trombone or the horn player and the saxophone player were all out there doing their little dance and synchronized. And it was just unbelievable. Cool. So, yeah.
Thinking of music, last week, I think it was last week, we had a little, the man's 83, I didn't really know that. Jerry Lee Lewis canceled a whole lot of his tours because he had a stroke.
Oh, I did not know that.
And this week, just the other day, Mick Jagger's in trouble, and he's canceled out a lot of his tours. I don't know exactly what's going on with Mick Jagger, but... And these guys are getting up there, and they've worked hard.
Yeah, well, we're not far behind them.
No, but I still couldn't dance like Mick Jagger today. No way.
I couldn't dance like Mick Jagger at any point in my life.
No. So, yeah, I've only been to one concert in my whole life, and I can't remember who that was. It was a country singer guy. But I know you've been to a whole lot of them.
I love concerts with good music. Love it.
Well.
And my best partner in the world is my sister to go to concerts with.
Absolutely,
so.
All
right, so we got a call on the phone line from Greensboro, North Carolina, and she says she knows the trivia.
Okay.
Right, I'm going to take her at her word. I'm going to take her at her word.
Okay.
When you got a name like Sandra, that means you know something.
Sandra.
So I'm going to take Sandra at her word. She says she knows because I wasn't born.
And is her last name D?
No.
Hello, Sandra.
Hello, how are you? I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Are you a first-time caller?
You employee of the Industries of the Blind.
I know that voice, yep.
Yep. I hope you know this trivia.
I hope I know it, too. Is it Jimmy Glimmer and the Sugar Hill?
Stop it, Jimmy Gilmer.
Yeah, stop it, Jimmy. I'll give you because you got Jimmy Gilmer.
Give it to her.
That's what I was looking for, but it's actually... Fireballs. By the Fireballs.
Jimmy Glimmer and the Fireballs.
I said Jimmy Glimmer and the Fireballs.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, yeah, she got it.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
Yeah, she said it.
Okay. So what are we going to give her?
She gets a Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. Dunkin' Donuts.
All right. Okay.
And if you don't want Dunkin' Donuts, you get the ice cream. Can't you?
Yep. You get donuts and ice cream.
Ice cream. So. Enjoy, and thank you for calling.
Chris, do you have her information?
Yep.
I'm going to get it now.
Hang on there.
Thank you, Sandra, for calling in.
To the Blind and Beyond radio show. Thank you, Sandra.
You're welcome.
All right, we did get a winner, Sheila.
Yay.
That was sort of a tough one.
It was very hard because I know the song. I've known the song forever, but I had no idea who sang it. So.
Wow.
But.
You should have called me. I'd have told you to sung it. I've been around for quite some time.
You would have told me?
Well, yeah.
We got one for you then, Chris. Do you know what a fireball is?
Yeah, that's some little red candy balls that everybody...
Hot little suckers.
Yeah. Oh, wait, was that the wrong one?
I loved fireballs. Or loved them.
They either call them fireballs or jawbreakers.
No, I call them fireballs.
Me too. And I bet you, I know what I always did. I sucked on that thing till you couldn't get it any smaller. Because most people can't. They'd have to chew into it. Did you ever try that?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Suck on that fireball until it got to itty-bitty little round thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because some people couldn't do it. They had to chew it before it made it to the little fart. But, yeah.
So can I give a little PSA for Greater Orlando Council of the Blind?
Absolutely.
Our meeting, which of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind for blind, visually impaired, and sighted people in Orlando... We are the local affiliate for the Florida Council of the Blind, and our meeting is Saturday from 12 to 2:30. We meet at the William Booth Towers, 633 Lake Dot Circle in Orlando. And our meeting this week is going to be very exciting because we have a guest coming to talk to us about audio description, which sighted people probably have no idea what I'm talking about. But audio description is something that has become very valuable as a blind and visually impaired person because a lot of live theaters are offering audio description. All of our movie theaters are offering audio description. So you can sit there and listen to a movie just like a sighted person with a headset, and you know... scene by scene what's going on because it's kind of captioned as a deaf person. Well, this is described as a visual person. So it's extremely exciting. Well, we've got a woman coming in to talk to us about what she does, and then we're trying to create a project here in the Orlando area to develop audio described projects of areas such as the Dr. Phillips Center and the Bob Carr that aren't currently audio described. So this is going to be a really good meeting, a fun meeting. So you can go to Facebook. We are on Facebook, or you can go to the Florida Council of the Blind website, and you can find the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. And you can learn how to get in touch with me because I happen to be president of the GOCB. And please come join us and learn what we are all about. And then on the 27th of April, we have our annual trivia night. And that is so much
fun. That's a fun night.
That is so much fun. So you can also find out about that. You can come as a team or as an individual. It's $25 for one person. Six people makes a team.
Food is given out and a drink.
Yep. You get one free drink ticket. We have a silent auction. We play three rounds of trivia. We give out first, second, and third place prizes. And it is the most fun you ever want to see.
It's not just a trivia game. It's this lady that does it is so excited about doing it. She makes it so fun.
It is. It's just a ball.
Absolutely.
So if you want to learn more about that, you can contact me. So you can either get in touch with Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org and get my contact information or look up GOCB on the FCB website. My email and my phone number is there. And we'd love to have all of our sighted people out there and our visually impaired and blind people out there come form a team and enjoy the night, because it is a ball.
And if I could, I'm going to get in there and talk about, we had a trivia, or we had a fundraiser this last Wednesday, and just let you people all over the United States know a little bit about Florida. It was a Tijuana Flats. We get tacos and all that, and it's an outside event, undercover, but an outside event. And lo and behold, Tuesday, it was like in the 80s, low 80s. Come the next morning, they told us, they gave us the warning, it was going to be thunderstorms, temperatures dropping, and my God, I think it was by the time we went to have our fundraiser that night, the wind was blowing like crazy, and it was cold down in the 50s, and it was so miserable. And then turn around the next day, it went back up the 80s again. That's Florida for you in a nutshell. So,
and I want to thank everybody that did brave the cold and came out. And my nephew and niece-in-law, Ryan and Danielle, Jess Dell, came out and performed. And she didn't even wear a coat. So. Just crazy.
I know, but that's my type of weather.
Yeah, yeah.
I can go out on the back. I know, you're from Chicago. See, I know, yeah. I could just go back to sleep on that all day, because that put me right out.
Nah,
well, I enjoy it if I'm laying in my bed under the covers.
How long have you been down here, Chris?
Since about 2005.
Well, I've been down here since 71. I can't take that cold. No way.
So Chris and I came down here the same year.
Right.
Pretty much. So
that's why you can handle the cold better than I can.
Yep.
Yeah, I can. I love cool weather. I'm not saying cold. I said cool. So for me, 50 is like, it's still kind of hot for me, but it's good and cool
at
the same time.
Yeah. Forget the snow.
I was looking at a post that my little sister posted on her Instagram page, and she bubbly and happy and smiling. She said, this is what it feels like when it's 57 degrees in Chicago.
Because it's been cold there.
Yeah, it's been colder than cold.
But I know Chicago, too, because in 71, I was in the Great Lakes.
Oh,
going
you got
to boot
that!
Camp.
Oh, you got that real snow.
Oh, that grinder outside. I came home a week before Christmas. That's when I got out of boot camp. And boy, that winds are cold up there. That place is crazy cold.
You caught that real. That was it 71 or 77 when I think half the United States was under snow.
Yeah.
I think it was 77, if I'm not mistaken.
I was in warm Puerto Rico then. I was happy. Yeah.
But so for those of you that are just tuning in, you are listening to the Crazy Blind and Beyond radio show. We are a show to bridge the sighted community with the visually impaired and blind community, and to educate the blind community and the visually impaired community about resources out there, employment, education, resources, community, and we like to have a little bit of fun on the side. So
that's what it's all about. If you can't laugh, you know, then you're in trouble.
Yep.
And sometimes we have to laugh at ourselves, because you would see the messes we get ourselves in. Being blind, but it's
Ollie,
fun.
What a mess you got us in.
Yeah. I look in the mirror, so I laugh. I laugh now.
But I can't see myself in the mirror.
So the phone number here is 407-894-1680. And the reason that Michael and Lynn are not here, if you haven't heard, is Lynn's father passed away today. He was 96. So
that's a blessing.
Yes.
I'll tell you what Michael told me that what he was so proud of when they carried his Lynn's dad out in the coffin, that they had it draped with the American flag.
Wow.
Yep. That's, you know, he was a veteran, so God love him.
Full honors. Full honors.
Yep.
Well, here, let's do what we got to do. It's the top of the hour in less than 13 seconds.
Okay.
So let's get ready to take our break and
all right. Please,
do what we do at the next
please
hour.
Please stick around for the next hour.
Yep, we'll be back. Stay tuned to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Money.